Welcome to episode 17. This one you can expect lots of grisly colds and household chores and also all the fun that is. Well, developmental leaps sounds exciting. It is exciting, but can be a bit of a handful, so enjoy.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
We've got a very wriggly, grizzly baby this week. She's both teething and got a cold.
And it's lightning week.
It's lightning week, which sounds actually exciting. Well, is it? I guess it is exciting. But not necessarily the most pleasant. So I'm sure a lot of people who've had kids have used, what's it called? Wonder Weeks. This is an app, but also a book. So we've got the book version, which we started reading to each other as our bedtime reading because it's kind of wild lives that we lead. While getting Zoe off to sleep, we read to each other about parenting. And that's what we're reading currently. And it goes through sort of the weeks of development and sort of when they're going through leaps and when you're going to have sort of fussy weeks because they're going through a leap. And so we're currently in one of those fussy weeks.
It's quite a long one. It's not really a fussy week. It's like,
well, the lightning
weeks.
Is a week.
Oh, okay.
So like the peak of it is this week, apparently, which is probably true. She's been very clingy this week. She's definitely not been as happy settled off us, has she?
No.
She very much wants to be like on us.
Yeah, you're staring at me now very intensely.
It's normal I can put her in the bouncer and do things for quite a while. A good half an hour or so, and she'll be fine. Then she might be like, I'm done now. But yeah, I'm lucky if I get sort of 5-10 minutes with her currently.
And I know that during our, in our intro, it says that join us at our dinner table as we eat and talk. Yeah, you find that funny, baby girl. Join us at our dinner tables week by week. But we don't always eat anymore, do we?
Well, we've sort of fucked up the past couple of weeks, haven't we, really? The timings-wise. So, like, last week, I don't think we did it. Or maybe it was the week before, I can't remember. And this week, we're about to have dinner.
And we haven't had lunch, so I'm having a quick, like, semi-lunch.
Doing all the sort of weekends, because we're doing stuff. Sort of.
You're going to hear a lot of baby noises, because she's here and she's chatty Cathy.
Sort of life admin bits. I'll let him talk through what the fun tasks you've been doing today. I've been just doing the classic meal prepping, and I sourced the understairs cupboard, which is very exciting. But that just means we've sort of been just been snacking as we go, isn't it, rather than having proper meals. But I'll talk you through our Sunday meal in case you guys are interested. I'd be interested personally. So this week for our sort of like treaty Sunday dinner, we're having a pizza.
Woo-hoo.
So what are you having on your pizza, sexy man?
So on my pizza, I'm having, well, I'm going to have tomato and red pesto, aren't I?
Yeah, as your base.
My base. With lardons.
Mm-hmm. And some Milano salami, which we've discussed this weekend is not Dan's favourite. So Dan's got food groups that sort of go into, we call them dark chocolate and milk chocolate digestives. So basically, Dan loves milk chocolate digestives. And will happily scran them. Like, they're a go-to. You'd be very happy someone give you a chocolate digestive.
Yeah.
Whereas a dark chocolate digestive is not your preferred, but you will eat it if it's there.
I guess it's kind of would buy / would consume if it was there.
Yeah.
Like, there are things that I'd go out and buy, and there are things that I'll eat if they're available.
Yeah, so the Milano salami falls into the dark chocolate digestive category, doesn't it?
Yeah, the would eat if available, but wouldn't buy myself.
So I bought it for him because I thought he liked this, because he always buys this Italian selection packs, but it turns out that's the part of the selection pack he's not that keen on. So we had a long discussion about what charcuterie is milk chocolate and what charcuterie is dark chocolate. But we didn't actually get to the bottom of it, did we? Because we were going to go to Lidl on a very exciting marriage excursion to so you could show me what was milk chocolate, what was dark chocolate.
But it was due to rain all weekend, and so I had lots of boring tasks to do. Mm-hmm. That meant that I didn't go with you, and then it didn't rain all weekend.
No, so you could have come with me in the end.
Could have, yeah.
So chorizo falls in absolutely like milk chocolate. I'd say even like, you know, the milk chocolate caramel ones. Like, it's like the top notch one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sidetrack. That's your pizza topping. And you want a bit of red oignon.
Yeah.
and some cheese, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously. Whereas I'm going, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm also going to go for a white face.
But I'm also going to try some rice on my pizza.
Yes, that's very controversial. So Dan, for his lunch this week, which is what he's currently eating now, it's kind of sort of this paella-esque sort of...
jollof-y.
Rice. And so he's got some left and he's having half of it now and he's going to have some of it on his pizza. Because you love a double carb, don't you?
Do love a double carb, and you said it would go crunchy.
Well, it might do. I don't know, because it's quite wet.
If it goes crunchy and crispy, that sounds really good, because I really like textures on food.
Yeah, you're very texture-based. It may do, it may not. I think, I feel like parts of it might go crispy, parts of it might not, because it is quite wet. So, maybe you put it on half a pizza, in case you don't like it.
Yeah, good plan.
I don't want to be disappointed.
Nope.
And then on mine, I think I'm going to go for a... it'll be garlic and white base, because I've got this Polish cheese. I don't know what it is. I like to buy things, I don't even know what they are. It looks like it's cross between cottage cheese and feta cheese. So I'm thinking I might do, I guess it's a little bit ricottery.
Yeah.
I might mix that up with some garlic and pesto, my base, which I know is not a standard pizza base. And then I'm going to have some mushrooms and loads of red onions. I would have olives, but I haven't got any olives. And that cheese. That's gonna be my base. And if I can be asked, maybe I'll make you some garlic butter for your crusts.
Whoa.
Oh, I know. And then we've got our Rice Krispie Square for dessert. So I made this Rice Krispie Square yesterday, which is like a milk chocolate Rice Krispie, like marshmallow Rice Krispie, and then with a peanut butter caramel and milk chocolate on top. Because we've had to have lots of dad tax to speak of, haven't we?
Well, there's been lots of jobs.
I'm sure we've covered dad tax before, surely.
Yeah. Which is just basically payment for having to do jobs.
So yeah, whereas I do stuff just because it has to be done, Dan needs to be bribed into doing these things.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of earning money and then having to trade, not being able to trade them for other people doing the shit things? You might as well pay yourself through sugar.
I'm happy to do it. Like I said, I have a lovely house and a diabetic husband.
Yeah.
We accepted that.
Currently, it's not that you'll get a lovely house. You're just one that's not fallen to pieces.
It will be lovely eventually. So that's been our day. Oh, tell them your mammoth, literally shit task that you've been doing today.
So I had neglected the dog poo for a few weekends. And so I'd gone out to do all the dog poo. And then I checked. We've actually got a sewer line that runs through our back garden.
Mm-hmm.
I opened up the sewer line to check that everything was all right. Then it smelt a bit woofy. I opened it up and there it was. It had filled up. So it's about a metre and a half deep, and it had filled up a good 50, 75 centimetres with sewer water, and people's poos were floating about. There's a nice little layer of mouldy, disgusting, whatever, horrible residue. And toilet paper.
You said like, speak on.
Well, so then I had to get in there and rifle it with a flexi pole, because it turns out that somebody had flushed like just a load of paper or something that had just clogged the whole thing.
I'm joking, maybe it was there like sort of like getting investigated by someone and like, he flushed the papers, like incriminating evidence.
And then clogged our toilet.
And you just shoved it in. Clogged, so he's never mind now. Getting thank you.
Well, they'd be hard-pressed to work it out from all the shit that was in it anyway. Anyway, so that was a pretty disgusting find when I was like, I would fully accepted that I was going to have to get on some mean clothes and jump in and get covered in shit.
I was getting ready to hose you down in the garden. That happened.
Yeah, I thought that's what was going to be happening. Okay,
interesting Sunday.
And then I just found a pipe, and after a call with your pops, who was like, just get a flexi pipe and just smash at the hole and it'll all just go. Did that a bit. And then, yeah, it was very satisfying when it does go. It's like if you've ever done a huge shit in like an airplane toilet and you're not sure if you're going to block it, you press the button and then it all just goes. That's what it was like. It was just that. And it all just suddenly, you went from having like literally 75 centimetres of water full of shit to just, you hit that thing and boom. Yeah, baby girl. Exactly. Whoa. And just like, you know, that plug, the yeah. But the minging bit was while I was obviously rifling through, bits of everyone's shit from the whole street floating up to the surface, including all the sweet corn.
You got the booze because you have a rat,
No.
So we normally have scat chat. This week we've got rat chat.
Yeah, so it transpires we've got fucking, I don't know how many, considerable amounts so far by the looks of things, of rats in the house.
They're biggins.
And this goes back to when we thought we had a mouse in the first few weeks of Zoe being alive. And we've just sort of slowly tried to play defense against him with all the like rat monitor, with all the mouse and rat like signal noise emitting things. That hasn't worked. Cleaning where he's been with lots of bleach so that he, she, them don't come back. And now we've just had to go into full offense. And we're very close to getting the glue mats, but I don't think that would be effective given the amount of them. So we've got poison down, we've got traps down, and they, like, I think they've eaten so much poison.
Yeah.
So much poison. But the fucking annoying thing is they've basically buried a hole from one corner of the house all the way to the opposing corner of the house. So they've got a way in from the back of the house, they've got a way in from the front of the house. So I think our neighbours probably hate us.
They need to block cuts in.
I think our neighbours probably hate us because in one corner of the house, they can get under our house and potentially into our neighbours. And then in the other corner of the house, they can get into the house, potentially the other neighbours. So we've got this little rat HQ.
Window, they might have rats as well.
Yeah, they probably do because of us, by those things. We've got this little rat HQ that we've
been building up. But it turns out rats like poo.
Yeah, so we haven't been. I haven't been picking up the dog poo enough. And supposedly that then attracts the rats because it's very high in protein, very smelly. So, I mean, I would have thought it'd be a deterrent because you'd think, fucking hell, look at the size of that shit. I wonder what
these rats have got some balls on them.
Well, yeah, hopefully tomorrow it won't have a head on it, but yes. Well, that's because I want the trap to wreck it.
Just improve. Most cool.
Yeah. Told you I'm on offense mode now.
You are. You're serious.
Defense was previous. So we've got loads of poison all over the place. And so that was, so that's number one and two of the shit jobs this week. Oh, back out the condom to distract baby girl. And then the third other shit job was trying to put plastic lining around the exterior of our newly fitted windows, which I thought, love, was absolutely critical. It then transpired once you told me that it was just decorative. And I probably would have just binned it off in the first place and I knew it was decorative. Because I knew that I'd have probably done a shit job. Made it look worse by me attempting to do it.
I mean, you guys explained this to us.
Yeah, but these are the sorts of things that we need to have, like, briefs before we do. Because, like, there will be forgotten information.
I forget to do that. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, even with you, that, you know, there'd be things that forget. Yeah. And these are things that I don't do very well. And so having somebody else to just repeat back and be like, look, these, you know, given that it's not something that I do well or I'm good at, it's good to know this is the level of importance of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
I get that. Because I thought it was like, if you don't do this, your brick's going to fill with water. You're going to get damp in your house and it's all going to be fucked. Turns out it's just ornamental. And so I was up the scaffolding fucking about trying to put shitty plastic around our windows when it transpires it's just a nice to have.
Yeah.
And so those are my three shit jobs that meant I had lots of dad tax. But yeah, they're all done now. And now it's 5 o'clock on a Sunday. And now we're trying to record the podcast. And baby girl's now like, nope, this is my awake time of day. This is when I like to have endless feeding.
And get a bit grouchy.
So this, this might be an interesting episode.
Well, it's probably going to be a quick one anyway, because you've not been here much this week.
No, so I've unfortunately been at work every day this week, and I'm going to be next week. And so Tilly's very much leading on what's been going on this week. So, do you have any discussion topics?
No, other than the fact that she's just been particularly clingy this week. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have. Because she's obviously in a developmental leap. So what has been good is that she started sort of reaching for objects now, doesn't she? She reaches things, she grabs things, she's getting much better at holding things. That she,
and she can feed herself a whole bottle.
But there's not much left in the bottle, let's give it to her.
No, no, I give her the whole thing now.
Be careful about it, she feeds herself. But yes, she can hold things quite well now. So sometimes she gets lazy, she just drops it.
And then I give it back to her. I keep trying. I'm like, no, I'm not feeding you no more. You can do it yourself.
She'll reach things. She even reaches for Fatty now, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't.
Which is nice. They've started sort of getting more connections. She'll sit there and she'll reach for him and sort of just like slap stroke him and just grab him. Sometimes he's thankfully very okay with it. Yeah, and you're just a bit fascinated. You like to watch him eat, don't you, as well? But no, that's sort of been our... You know, I should have what I've done this week. Oh, we've got went to IKEA with my sister and her two daughters on Tuesday, which is lovely. They're 5 and 2.
Because it's half term.
It's half term. So all the classes I went to go to this week were all off because it's half term. So that's annoying, but fine. So that's always lovely. They'd made Zola her first Valentine's card, which is very sweet. And they've made one for all of us as well, saying, I love Dan and TT and Zola, because they call me TT, because they couldn't pronounce Tilly when they were little. So that was a lovely day. And then I got to see my friend Annabelle, who was a previous colleague of mine, and her two daughters. And so that was really lovely. Because, her daughters are 3 and 1. It's nice to see them. They had a fun interaction with you, didn't they? Because her youngest, Daphne, is just turned 1, and she is just the cutest little chunk, isn't she?
Yeah, real chunky baby.
Yeah, and she's got like the most ginger hair, like it's beautiful carrot orange ginger hair, and it's a lovely smiley baby. And it's very funny because I was blowing raspberries at Zola because she likes that, and then Daphne was just sitting on the floor just going waking them herself, wasn't she?
Now that's your new favourite noise, isn't it?
Yeah, when Zola's been screaming, she's been a bit more this week. She's normally not an overly screamy baby, but this week she has been a bit more touchy. There's been times where I just need to put her in her bouncer and just get on something, like do the dishwasher, and I can't just hold her the whole time. And so the other day I had to literally go with my lips, didn't I? For 10 minutes straight, and I've got numb lips. So come came very hard at the end. You've been attempting to do it, but it takes a lot of concentration for you, doesn't it? And Dan, I like to do it in like a happy way, so you know. Even though making a funny noise, I'm smiling with the rest of my face, whereas Dan looks like he's dead behind the eyes.
Because I'm concentrating a lot and trying to make whatever this noise is.
I know you are, but it just makes it look weirdly intimidating.
So I'm getting there. I'm learning this noise.
And... Yeah. What we were saying earlier, when we were coming back from a walk. Because often I'm sure, guys, you know, she's quite a little baby. Or maybe better people than we are. I don't know. But we'll be like slagging on Zola. Like, you know, we'll say things like, I don't know. She's a little weirdo or whatever, or like she looks like Gollum because of her hair's at weird different lengths. And obviously these are things that if your child understood aren't great, but sometimes you've got to have this, you know, you've got to have a bit of a laugh about it. I'm just thinking it's gonna be a shame when she's older, she understands and you can't sort of bitch about her right in front of her anymore.
Or when there's a second one, you can't then can't bitch about the baby because
I'm a caring parent, isn't it? I'm a parent, but I'm going to miss being able to bitch about my kid in front of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes she does it like a little psycho where she goes, like, she's literally, like, smiling and laughing at you and then crying at the same time.
Or when she just laughs in her sleep.
I do like that. I do like her little sleep laughs. Or when she wakes up and goes, about to sleep. Yeah. She's also, this week, discovered a love of spoons.
Oh, yeah.
She loves a plastic spoon.
Well, as we've spoken about, she's going to be a culinary genius.
Yeah. Or a spatula. I've got little mini spatulas, like rubber spatulas or silicone. She's not quite got enough grip strength to hold a wooden spoon yet, but I think a wooden spoon's going to be nice when she's big, because that'd be lovely to chew on. All the flavours and grained in the wood.
Might be about time.
But yeah, so that's kind of like not a only matters to say this week. Come to Mama with a titter.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. If you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
So, give me your high or your low or your funny or what?
I had quite a fun day of training one day, which was quite good fun, quite energising. Well, I don't really have anything. Like I said at the very beginning, I haven't been it.
That's true.
Like, that's why I said you're going to have to lead on most.
You may have one for the weekend, much in such a dynamic weekend.
Well, we haven't really done it. All we've done is jobs, really.
Sort of Sally and Stuart.
Yeah, it was very nice for her to see our family friends, Sally Stuart and their daughter Hannah, came around. Yeah. And Zoe was brilliant. At first, she was a bit touchy. She's in a bit of a mood. Well, she's in a bit of a, obviously having a weird time. But other than that, she was great. After 15, 20 minutes, she calmed down and then she was happy to be social, passed around, and it was a lovely time. And then otherwise, yeah, I've not really been around.
Yeah. Well, so none of highs,
mine
are, so
none of
good.
Mine is overrated.
That's good.
Good, is it?
Well, yeah, like I said, like spending time with my sister and Annabelle this weekend, their kids has been really nice. Just, you know, just chatting away. Kids playing together. And then last night, seeing like Sally and Stuart was lovely. Been finding me because we've not seen them in ages. They've not seen us since we, you know, got a house, dog.
I think the last time they saw us was our wedding.
No, we went to their house in Bethnal Green since then, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not since we've moved here.
No.
And so, you know, we've become proper adults, as it were, if you last saw them.
Yeah.
But that was really lovely to see them because they live between here and Kenya, so they're not always around.
So last week we actually discussed the whole Kenya thing.
Yeah.
And that would be them that would be going. And,
yes, indeed.
And we forgot to then discuss it with them this weekend.
Yeah, just to catch up with them. But then also, I have another little high from last night. She slept for a decent amount of time in the next to me, didn't she?
Yeah,
that was really good.
That's very good.
So she's not. She still co-sleeps with us, which is fine, but we're slowly starting to move her out into the next to me or like further away from us, just sort of that slow progression. But normally if we put her in the next to me, sort of, she stays there not very long at all, really.
No.
But she had a sort of full, I'm going to call it sleep cycle, I don't know how long it was for, but basically from going to sleep to waking up for a feed. So it was a good few hours.
Yeah.
She was in there for, you know, she stirred a little at one point, but I just put my hands on her chest.
Yeah.
And that calmed her back down again. She was fine. And then she just came over to us when she had a feed him at that point, because I was feeding her on the boob, which was on the other side. She slept in bed with us then.
Yeah.
That's just because you can't put her over to the back to the next to me very easily.
But it turns out the main thing's the duvet, isn't it?
Yeah, she likes to be a big girl under the duvet. We know you're not meant to do, but we wouldn't do it if we weren't there with her.
And we don't like bring it all the way up to her shoulders.
No, she's barely covered with it. She doesn't really like much on her.
No. Yeah.
It's quite a hot baby.
She just has it like up to her waist.
Yeah. She said, well, so that was really bad. I was quite happy with that. Baby steps, but.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
The camping out process has begun. We're slowly moving her into her own room.
And we're going to get some privacy back in our bed.
Yeah.
Woo! We can spoon.
Not just that. It would be nice to actually just like put her to bed at, let's say, 7 o'clock. And not have to go to bed at the same time.
Yeah, have a bit of time to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because currently it's very much kind of like at 8 p.m. We all go to bed. And then we all kind of wake up at like 6. And everyone keeps being like, oh, how's the sleep? And I'm like, well, it's fine because there's a 10-hour window that we try and sleep. So usually we'll get beyond 6 hours in our 10-hour window.
Mm.
But then at the same time, whenever I ask people, they're like, oh, how are you finding working with baby? I always just used to end up working in the evenings because I'd work while they sleep. But, well, no, I can't really do that because I'm sleeping when she's sleeping as well. Yeah. So it'll be quite nice when it gets to the point that it's like we can have her sleep. And we need to start getting more structured naps and build some sleep structure.
So we're starting to do it her days now. Sort of like, not like strict, but kind of, you know, when we get up around 6-ish.
Yeah.
She tends to have a feed, whether that's me or you. And then after we might go for a dog walk about sort of 7:30-ish or whatever. 7:30, 7:00. And then when she gets back from that, she tends to have another feed around 8:30. And then she might have a little nap then, but not a proper one. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she does. And then often I'll go do things with her, and she went, and then she'll have another sort of feed in that about 11:30. And that might be a slightly longer nap. So she might have like 30 minutes, an hour nap around then. And the same sort of thing around 2-ish. And then from about 4:30, 4:00, I think she tends to want a lot more feeds.
Yeah.
She's not quite cluster feeding, but she just tends to be hungrier in the evening.
And that's irrespective of how, because a lot of the time they were saying, like midwives were saying, your boobies just produce a bit less in the evening because they're trying to get babies to go to sleep. And even with like bottle, she just likes a lot of feeding in the evening.
And my boobs have sort of gotten accustomed to that now, so they're not that empty.
Yeah.
By the evening, like this is the evening now, I should just flap my tit around, but it's not like
there's
still like a good amount of milk in it. Yes, I guess that's high. And then what's your 9:39?
Well, that is declogging all the shit. Yeah, that's probably.
I think that's fair.
Again, not really Zola related.
No, but fair enough. It's pretty. Yeah, shit. Let's see. What was Milo this week? Well, it's horrible seeing her grizzly, isn't it? When she's just really, because she gets herself really upset, isn't she, sometimes?
Yeah, when she's like coughing, crying.
Yeah, really works herself up, and that's just not nice to see. No, this morning.
I guess actually, the shit was probably most funny, because it was funny when it actually disappeared. I was like, okay, phew, that's funny. It's not horrible. Whereas I think last night, having to do all the sailing and stuff, that's probably the low.
Yeah, only us wanted to do a sort of a saline flush of her nose, which was getting all like. Congested.
Yeah, we haven't had to do any during the day. We should probably start doing a few now. Try and make sure she's clear for the evening.
Well, yeah, she's not too bad though, but yeah. Yeah, and that made her really upset, didn't it?
Yeah, she was not a happy girl at all.
But, you know, put her on the tit and she calmed down.
That's the answer for everything.
It is. I think what's weird, I know she doesn't get the same comfort from a bottle, but I guess it's because she's used to the booze. I wonder if babies who are purely bottle get some comfort.
I don't think you would, because there's all the oxytocin, there's the stuff about like skin-on-skin contact creates, I can't remember what the name is, basically the body starts trying to regulate to the other person's body, so the heart rate will start trying to acclimatise to that other body. So obviously if she's really worked up, and then you're kind of a bit calm and soothing and stuff like that, then her temperature changes back to yours, her heart rate decreases to yours.
Yeah, you have a little cuddle where you do it.
Yeah. So it might be the same if you were to do it naked, skin-to-skin style.
Yeah. I guess we've got a joint now this week then. Just generally having not particularly well, but yeah, saline, it was not very nice. Okay, and your funny was the poo.
Yeah, I guess that the airplane suction, watching it all fly down. I'm also intrigued by the fact that technically, like, I don't know where our next door neighbours want it, because the pipe would effectively run under their gazebo. Assuming that maybe they don't have access, and it's only every few doors that have access. Because I hope that they weren't getting shit flooded in their gazebo. That would have been mean. But it didn't really come up high enough. But it was interesting because I could suddenly hear it swirling from the other side, and I was like, oh, it's finally going as it flies down the street.
What's my funny? I mean, it's funny. It's always funny when we go see my nieces, Maisie and Lil. Babies just don't look for it. But they're always on good form. And I have to go to the toilet with Lil. She wants me to come with her. And so I went through with her, it's fine. I had Zola in the sling. And she sort of got sat in the toilet, she's looking at me, and she went, hold Zola's hands. Well, hold baby Zola's hands.
Yeah, don't forget that.
babysitter. It's always babysitter. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was
obviously just up, holding your boob in.
I was obviously up quite high, being, you know, 6'1" like I am. I sort of crouched down low. And Zola sort of like, sort of, little reach up, sort of held Zola's hand while looking at me. And then doing nothing, she didn't actually go to the toilet and went, done now. And then
trying to pee.
And then I was like, you're not going to wee. She's like, I did. And I was like, no, you didn't. She's like, no, I did. And I was like, okay.
Not a battle worth having.
I was like, you're not going to wipe then? She's like, no, I didn't. I was like, I thought you did. She's like, no, I did. And I was like, okay, fine. Put your pants up. we did wash our hands. So.
There we go.
That's good. And then just being fascinated by the fact that I breastfeed. And I was like, we're going for lunch now. And they're like, you give Zola milk from your boobies. And I was like, yeah. She's like, she's going to drink it. I was like, yeah, she's going to drink it. And they're like, okay.
Next time you have one of those sprayers, they'd love to see that.
They would love that. You saw that for the first time yesterday, didn't
yeah.
you? Well, that's your high of the week.
Yeah, there we go. That's my high. Watching just the spurt of milk just spraying her in the face.
Because it's such a thin little spurt, but it's like, it really goes quite far.
Yeah. And you're like, put it in your mouth, put it in your mouth. You're just spraying all over her face.
She doesn't care.
All over her hair.
She's getting absolutely covered in my breast milk. It's kind of like that rain that is misty but gets you really wet.
Yeah.
So it's a little thin spurt, that's not going to do much, but actually it gets her quite covered in milk.
Okay, now for a quick word from our sponsors. Ha! No, am I kidding? We don't have any sponsors. But if you were to leave us some 5-star reviews and maybe some lovely words, we might do. Fuck me, that was desperate.
So yeah, I guess that's my funny. And then I've got some good... I got a good sketch out this week. We've got a few.
Oh, yeah? You yeah. ready? Go and make your noise.
One second, I got a burp. Okay, there we go. So, skiddly up, 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 sketch. So, she said she's done quite a few good sort of poo explosions, haven't you, the sweet baby girl? So, on Wednesday, Valentine's Day, I don't tend to dress Zola up. I'm not one of those parents that's dressing their kids up. Much to be honest, but I happen to have like a little heart like onesie and these pink and green with a big heart on the bottom for my friend Tash. I was like, oh, do you know what, I'll put her in a cute little outfit. So we're going to see. Oh,
you've just been sick, haven't you?
That's right, you got really all, I know, all down that way.
Some on the floor as well. Somebody's eating more than they needed to.
So yeah, I put her in a nice little outfit. I was like, oh, lovely. We got home and we were having a nice little feed, and then she finished and she looked up at me and she smiled and she just did a huge look. But often when she does one, she's not finished. And so I sort of give it a minute. I was like, okay, I'll give you a little tummy rub and we'll see if you've got any more in there. And then I was holding her in the back and I was like, oh, my hand's a bit wet. And I turned her over and it just seeped all the way up into her neck. So she had shit from arse to neck, didn't you, Bubba? And so I peeled it off and gave her a clean, and then we went for a quick bath in the afternoon. We like to bath her in a cement bucket. So it's like, sort of like...
Well, we've got a new one now that we've picked up off the street.
We do have a new little baby bath on the street. We need to give it a clean still.
Bleach it. You can have an incredible immune system. You've got a dog that we hardly ever manage to wash.
It's a lick your face.
You've got a rat living in the house, and you... bathing things that come off the street.
Yeah. You're never going to die. I was never going to be ill, but you've literally been ill this week. So, yeah, so we had a nice little bath then. But she looked so happy with herself. She was really happy with herself. She's in a massive poo. Like, I guess it's probably a massive relief.
Yeah, it probably is, because sometimes she doesn't poo for like 2 or 3 days.
No, it's very rarely. Like, it's never, it might be like a
day.
That's
what I mean. Sometimes it's like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then that must be amazing. Because sometimes she'll poo like 2 times a day.
Yeah.
And so if you go from like pooing 2-3 times a day to then not being able to poo for 2 days, it's felt pretty nice.
So that was the first one. And then yesterday morning, so Friday night, Dan takes her so I can have some sleep for myself. And he brought her through at 5:30 a.m?
Yeah.
So he came through, came to me, we had a good feed because I had real full titties then for you. So a good feed. And then again, we were sat up just having a little play. And you just kept shitting. Like, you just kept on pooing. And I was like, okay, like this nappy seems to be holding, this nappy seems to be holding. And then I just slowly started seeing the baby grey turn that sort of yellowy green colour. And I was like, ooh, nice. And so I had to carry it quickly downstairs to you while I sort of emptied out the scent boxes. It's also our laundry basket. And then we went upstairs and you had another bath. And you again, very, very happy with yourself.
Of course.
Just keep staining your onesies. I don't know if anyone's got good tips for getting out the baby shit stain. Like, generally, we're not too, it does tend to come up. So obviously, you have like a slight yellow tinge.
Turmeric.
Even if we're sort of quite quick at getting it soaking. If anyone's got good tips for sort of how to get the colour, like the baby stain out of like your white baby grows, that'd be great. Please get in touch. We've had some good explosions. So bravo, my girl. Bravo. What have you got for us, baby?
Well, let's see. I'll read one to you and then you can read one to me.
All right.
So this is from Romper. I don't think I've read this one before, but I've read loads of these. So if I have, I'm sorry. It's Adsila. My 3-year-old has been dealing with major constipation issues. One afternoon, I was folding laundry downstairs while she played upstairs. She called, "Mommy," but I ignored her because I was almost finished with the basket, and she didn't call me again. A few minutes later, I carried the basket upstairs. She walked up and said, "Here, Mommy, I cleaned these for you," and handed me a soaking wet pair of underpants. Then she said, "But I need some help with my hands." I looked, and her butt and legs were completely smeared with shit, as were her hands. But you know, at least the undies were clean.
But how did she just have clean underwear and hands still covered in poo? Surely she...
I don't know, I don't make these rules. People just write
in. I'm impressed.
People just write stuff in. Mm. And if you'd like to write stuff into our podcast, you can... DM us directly on our Blabbering Pod on Instagram or our Gmail.
Yeah, slide into our DMs.
Yeah, slide into our DMs. Or our Gmail is blabberingpod@gmail.com. Let's hear some weird and wonderful baby stories from you guys. Okay, this one's for you. We'll switch phone and baby.
Okay. You can rest the phone on my lap. And if you're Bambina, she's in a standing mood.
Okay, got her.
Here's that. Hiya, Bubba. So I'm sure I'm reading.
Anastasia.
Anastasia. I know one.
Yeah, make sure you're facing the mic, love.
Switching my back up. Okay. I had taken my boys to a frozen yogurt place to meet my sister-in-law and nephews. She's very much about the holding the baby since her kids are grown. She was holding him and I could smell the poop because you know the smell of your kid's poop. But she was too polite to say anything. So I took him to the bathroom to change him. Oh, sorry. Funny. And there was no change table. What? So I went to this sofa thing, vinyl and slippery, in the hallway near the bathroom. I did not have a changing pad, so I laid him on my scarf and unwrapped, and there was a poop up his back, out the sides, on his hands, everything. I had no change of clothes for him, just a diaper and wipes. I got him cleaned up using the wipes and the under onesie with my and my scarf. Threw all that good clothing an accessory in the trash. Why do we always do this? Just take it in a fucking plastic bag.
Yeah, I guess she hasn't.
Get over yourself. It might smell like poop, but. It
sounds like she hasn't bought any of her, like, gifts.
If you were asked those frozen yogurt places, you've probably got a bag. You could just ask them for a bin bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, people, get over yourselves. Top tip, get over yourselves.
Just smell like poo.
Yeah. Poo ain't nothing. Get over yourselves.
La 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 la. And there was poop on the vinyl couch. So I wiped that up with the rest of my wipes. Took him in the bathroom without pants and had to sit him down on the floor because I had to use 2 hands to rinse the poop off his pants. Then I dried the pants best I could using the hand dryer, dressed him and handed him right back to my sister-in-law, turned back to my Freya and she said, "I think he wants to sit in his stroller in 30 seconds flat."
Oh, wow.
Okay, Priyanka. My daughter was struggling with constipation. When she finally went during a diaper change, it happened in 2 stages. First, a huge and compacted log came out. Nice. You often have poos like this, don't you? Usually it has like 2 stages to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That freed up all the runny poops that had just been waiting for freedom all week. It shot out of her and got all over her legs, new diaper, the changing table, the carpet, and our poor cat.
that was standing next to the changing table. We had a lot of up the back incidents, but nothing topped the poop cork incident.
Yeah, please, the cat. They hit the cat.
Yeah.
Crikey.
The poor cat. What that you would do if she pooed on it?
Probably lick it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. The cats aren't, generally. No.
Alrighty, I think on that bombshell, that shit shell, let's go make pizzas.
Oh, we've got my Mission Impossible.
Yeah, we could do. We probably would finish it, but yeah.
Is it late now?
It's 6:30. Yeah, it's just having times of pause with her.
So true.
It's the life now. You don't get to watch a full film just in one roll. You pause lots, don't you?
Okay.
So there are filled nappies, there is more food. All right.
Love you all. Bye.
Adios. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my lovelies. Thank you for listening. Can you please like, review, and subscribe to our podcast?